Florida's legislature passed new congressional borders that will change 7 of the state's districts. But Democrats in the House criticized the process by which the proposals made it to the floor. Plantation Democrat Katie Edwards says her party was left out in the earliest stages of drafting.
So I would ask you, with the concerns that we've raised, in hindsight, would it have made sense to involve perhaps the minority leader or some Democrats in a meeting with you and Galvano to craft the bill that you would bring back to the committee?
Prior to the special session, the Republican heads of redistricting committees in both houses met to devise a map, but Democrats were not included. A competing proposal from Orlando Democratic Senator Darren Soto was defeated in both houses. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.